Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and thanks for listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. I am Arada Kroki Tapani Simayoki and I will be your host in today's programme. I serve as the pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire. Do visit the congregational website at oslc.org.uk where you can find out more about our life and to listen to past sermons and Bible studies. We have come to the fourth and final Sunday in Advent, Rorate Caeli. Unlike in the past 2 weeks, we do in fact have a complete surviving cantata written by Bach for the fourth Sunday in Advent. This is one of the earlier set of cantatas written during Bach's time as the director of music in the ducal court in Weimar. Whereas the churches in Leipzig did not allow any music other than the liturgy and the hymns between the first Sunday in Advent and Christmas, no such restriction existed in Weimar. In fact, Bach wrote cantatas for all the Sundays in Advent in Weimar, contrary to what I told you in the past 2 weeks. But this is one of the very few to have survived in its original form. Some of the others were reworked by Bach for other Sundays in the church year, and some were lost. In fact, it is quite possible that this particular gem of a cantata was only ever performed once, on the 22nd of December, 1715. Today's Gospel reading in the historic lectionary in the Lutheran Church is taken from the opening chapter of John's Gospel and focuses on the ministry of John the Baptist, the prophet sent to prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah, by the preaching of repentance and by baptism. Jewish leaders from Jerusalem sent messengers to inquire of John whether he himself was the Messiah. In the words of the Gospel, he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then, are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. It is this final part of John's answer that takes us to our cantata for today. Bereitet die Wege, bereitet die Bahn. Prepare the ways, prepare the path. Number 132 in the catalogue of Bach's works. As was the case with many of the Weimar cantatas, the text comes from the pen of the court poet and librarian at Weimar, Salomo Frank. This work is from a completely different mould from the two cantatas based on Ambrose's Advent hymn, Saviour of the Nations Come, which we heard on the first and third Sundays of Advent. By the way, if you missed those episodes, go to lutheranradio.co.uk, where you can listen to past episodes on demand. Those two cantatas were chorale cantatas, based closely on the hymn of the day. By contrast, today's cantata is a meditation on the Gospel reading. Frank combines the words from Isaiah 40, verse 3, which John the Baptist quotes, with the subject of baptism in the final part of the day's Gospel, in a series of poetic studies on the theme of the soul's preparation for Christ's coming. This libretto is a beautiful application of God's accusing law and comforting Gospel to the individual. After the announcement of the impending coming of the Christ, and the need for faith and a holy life as true preparation, we are taken on a tour of the spiritual landscape laid out by the biblical text. First to the necessity of faith and of acknowledging Christ, even in the face of suffering and death. Then to the reality of the sin inherent in every heart, which wars against the commandments of God. But rather than throw the hearer to despair or self-improvement, Frank next takes us to a confession of sin and an appeal for mercy on the basis of the promises God made in baptism. Thereupon the people of God are reminded of these promises before the closing prayer for renewal. In this brief but masterful series of short poems, Frank establishes what it means for Christians to live as Advent people by teaching us both the necessity and the foundation of the Christian life of repentance and faith in anticipation of Jesus' return. Just as Jesus came once at his incarnation, he is coming again in the future to judge the living and the dead. Therefore, the Christian must be prepared for his coming. And how do you prepare? by living the life of the baptized child of God. In the words of the Small Catechism, the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity for ever. Bach treats Franck's introspective theme beautifully in his setting of the text for four solo voices, oboe, bassoon, and strings. The work consists of three arias, two recitatives, and a final concluding chorale verse. The opening movement is an aria for soprano accompanied by solo oboe, an elaboration of the words from Isaiah. Prepare the ways and level the path. Prepare the ways and make the paths of faith and life quite even for the highest. The Messiah is coming. This is another brilliant example of Bach's ability to bring the poet's words to life through music. He sets the scene as one of joyful anticipation of the coming Messiah by the dance-like music, which is in constant motion, like an approaching procession. The word Bahn, path, is set to a long meandering run, creating an effect of delightful motion, concluding on a long note, as if the crooked path had been straightened out. The message of the long tenor recitative that follows is that Christians must confess their faith with their mouth and to make their very lives a confession of their faith. If you will call yourself a child of God and Christ, brother, you must freely confess the Saviour with your heart and mouth. Yes, your entire life must bear witness to your faith. If the words and teaching of Christ must also be sealed through your blood, then offer yourself willingly, for this is the Christian's crown and glory. Meanwhile, my heart, prepare even today the way of faith for the Lord, and clear away the hills and the mountains which stand in the way. Roll back the heavy stones of sin, receive your Saviour, that he may be united with you in faith. Twice in the midst of the sung narrative, the music breaks out into more elaborate song, in passages known as arioso, little aria. The first arioso proclaims the words, "This is the Christian's crown of glory," rejoicing in suffering for the faith, as the earliest Christians did. The second arioso decorates the closing lines, painting a picture of a person bound by heavy burdens of sin, breaking forth in freedom through faith. Roll back the heavy stones of sin, receive your Saviour, that he may be united with you in faith. Then follows a bass aria, which turns the question the Jewish leaders asked of the Baptist to the hearer, "Who are you?" Again, this is a fine lesson in biblical Christianity. When the Christian turns inwards, looking at what he is in himself, what he finds is disobedience and sin. This reflects the message of John the Baptist. Prepare the way for the Lord by repenting of your sins. Who are you? Ask your conscience. You shall have to, without hypocrisy, hear your just sentence, whether you are false or true. Who are you? Consult the commandments, they will tell you who you are, a child of wrath in Satan's net, a false and hypocritical Christian. Having thus been convicted of sin, the believer now responds with a confession of sin in a recitative for the alto soloist. "I shall, my God, confess to you openly. I have until now not confessed you properly. Although my mouth and lips have called you Lord and Father, my heart has turned away from you. I have denied you by my life. How can you give a good testimony of me? O Jesus, when your bath of spirit and water cleansed me from my misdeeds, I did in truth swear constant faith to you. Alas, but alas, the bond of baptism has been torn asunder. I rue my faithlessness. O God, have mercy. O help me, that with steadfast fidelity I may always renew through faith the covenant of grace." But in a world redeemed by Christ, human sin is never the final word. In the baptismal life, confession is always followed by absolution, the forgiveness of sins. And so in a final alto aria, the congregation's attention is drawn to the gift of forgiveness, righteousness, and new life given in baptism. Note especially the completely unconditional promise. No ifs, no buts, but only unequivocal facts. Members of Christ, are consider what the Saviour has given you through the pure bath of baptism. At the spring of blood and water, your clothes became bright, which had been stained by misdeeds. Christ gave you new garments, red, purple, white silk. These are a Christian's garb. The four singers then join their voices in the closing chorale, verse 5 from the Christmas hymn by Elizabeth Kreuziger, The Only Son from Heaven, a prayer for God to sanctify his baptized people and a fitting conclusion to Frank's meditation on the baptismal life. Mortify us through thy goodness, awaken us through thy grace. Make the old man sick, that the new may live well here upon this earth, to direct his mind and desires and his thoughts towards you. Here then is cantata number 132 by Johann Sebastian Bach, Bereitet die Wege, bereitet die Bahn, performed by the orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, conducted by Masaki Suzuki. The soloists are Ingrid Schmidhusen, soprano, Yoshikazu Mera, countertenor, Makoto Sakurada, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording is taken from Volume 7 of the Complete Cantatas by Bach Collegium Japan, released on the BIS label and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eClassical.com.
muss von dem Glauben Zeugnis geben. Soll Christi Wort und Lehre auch durch dein Blut versiegelt sein, so gib dich willig drein. Denn dieses ist der Christenthron und Ehre. Dieses ist der Christenthron und Ehre. Der Christenthron und Ehre. Indes mein Herz bereite noch heute dem Herrn die Glaubensbahn und träume weckt die Hügel und die Höhen, die ihm entgegenstehen.
Herr, aus der Kirche.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. As always, this program will be available to listen again on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, where you can also listen to the rest of our rich variety of current and past programs. If you're a regular listener, you may have noticed that we are still tweaking the format of this program. We would love to get feedback from our listeners, so do write to us. Send an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk or visit the Lutheran Radio UK Facebook page and post a comment. I look forward to your company the same time next week. I'm Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.